usually when I go to a church to preach or teach, I tell them that I have nothing new to offer. I have no new doctrine. I don't read from a new Bible. I am simply speaking from the same book that your pastor preached from. I'll use the same book that your Sunday school teachers use. And many of the things that I will say in this service are the things that you have heard over and over again. When Paul ministered in a town for 2 or 3 years, he didn't come up with a new lesson or new doctrine every day, every week, and every year. He preached the full counsel of God over and over again, bringing them into remembrance. He said, if you remember these things, you'll do well. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to teach some of the things that you have heard the most of your life. But I will pray that God will give us some fresh insight into the old scriptures, the things that were written aforetime. Paul said in Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. In another place, Paul said, I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. I have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house. I have not shunned to declare unto you all of the counsel of God. Friend, if you're going to teach and preach all of the counsel of God, you'll be doing your people a service, and you will never run out of a lesson or message for your congregation. The Bible doesn't change. People do change. Cultures change. Circumstances change. Generations change. And with the change comes different problems, different circumstances. I know that there are some who would say, what does this old book have to teach us? Is there anything that this generation can learn from the old book that was preached and taught to another generation, a generation quite distinct from this generation? There are a few things that irritate the minds of this generation than the advice dished out by the older generation. Dad and Grandpa seems to be the worst offenders. The problem could be is the fact that the parents and the grandparents grew up in a different age, different circumstances, different economy, a different culture, a different set of world problems. The older generation, with their many experiences, may feel equipped to handle any of the problems that this generation may face. For example, Grandpa and Grandma, they lived through the Great Depression, the soup kitchens, the recovery projects such as the WPA and the CCC camps and other programs helped the poor survive the Great Depression. Dust storms and crop failures cast a gloom over the nation. In Washington, D.C., the veterans marched on the Capitol in an effort to get their bonuses for having served in the Great War. Old-timers went through all of this. Yet, nothing turns off this generation more than some of these familiar phrases and statements, such as, "Now in my day," or "We had only bread and peanut butter for dessert, and we were happy to get that," or "I walked 5 miles to school through the snow," and of course, the rain. In our day, we didn't know what television was. I'll admit, circumstances are different, problems are different, but the truth and the principle of all of these stories remain the same. What can you learn from the stories of the dust storms and crop failures? You can learn that problems come to all, and that despite the dust storms and the crop failures, you can march on. You can march on and be a success. It may not be in what you're doing now, but if you will talk to God, He'll lead you to a place of success, to a place of plenty. Old timers went through this. You may ask, what can I learn from that story of walking to school 5 miles in the snow and rain? Well, there are some truths and some principles there that you can learn. If you will listen, you will learn that going to school and getting your education is going to involve some struggles. The climate will not always be pleasant. The truths and the principles are there. The truth that you can learn is that going to school and getting your education will be a struggle. And even though there are things that would hinder you, you keep marching on. You keep on going to school and getting your education. Despite the many things that would cause you discomfort, you never give up. You continue on that path of learning, ever learning, that you may come to the knowledge of the truth. These principles and these truths will never change. And the old book we call the Bible has truths in them that never change. The principles of God, the truths of God, are forever. You can apply these truths and these principles to any generation. The teachings of Jesus did not fit any better into His generation than they do into our generation. But times have changed since then, is a cry that is heard from one generation to the next. And in conclusion, many have come to great error. The error is that the Bible is out of date. The great counsel that comes from this book deals with principles that by nature are eternal. The Bible, as the Word of God, brings to the reader the story of redemption. The Bible, for example, does much more for me. It reveals the character of God. It outlines the ideal lifestyle. It reveals man's need of a Redeemer because of sin. And last, but not the least of its features, is that the law of God is the basis of ethical behavior. The Bible tells me that there is a way which seems right unto man, but it leads to destruction. Imagine that. It seems right, yet many end in a way of death. What may have appeared to be wise is in the end stupid. What may appear beautiful is ugly. God has given His wisdom in this book, the answer to our question, do we need the Bible, should be clear. We should declare We need this book. I'm going to end the lesson right here. This is the first of three lessons on the old book.